We have the incredible privilege of having someone in our church who is a worldwide treasure for the church. I was thinking of how I could introduce him and thought that instead of using my words, I would use those of Billy Graham. Have you heard of Billy Graham? Here are Billy Graham's words about Billy Kim. Billy Kim is a fellow evangelist and my personal friend. His alertness, faithfulness to the gospel of Christ, and his availability to serve inspire everyone who makes his acquaintance. I value my good fellowship we enjoyed in Korea and appreciated him as my interpreter and co-laborer in the gospel. Billy Kim's story is a story of what God can do through the life of a person who is committed to his will. Your background may be different than Billy Kim's, but his experience of God's faithfulness can teach us about all the ways God leads and protects his children. May God bless us today, I'll change his words a little, and challenge us to a deeper dedication to our Christ. Billy Kim's and my paths have crossed. I was not aware of this, but I went to school with his children. We both got our doctorates at the same school, or actually all three, my understanding is, so two of your children and myself as well. He spoke at my commencement at TEDS, and so it is a great honor to have you here, a great delight to hear from God through you, and we are blessed. Welcome to Cloverdale Baptist Church.
Thank you.
Yes. For those of you wondering if he's already got his beloved pen from us, the answer is yes. We long to hear from God through you.
감사합니다. After I finished 5 years as a Baptist World Alliance president, I was finishing up in Birmingham, England. After I finished, I went to London, got on the airplane to come to Washington, D.C. Soon as I sat down at British Airways, the flight attendant asked me, "Are you Chinese?" I said, "No." She said, "Are you Japanese?" "You never ask Korean, are you Japanese?" I said, "No." She said, "Are you Filipino?" I said, "No." She said, "What are you?" I said, "I was a Korean." And what a flight attendant told me, said, "I cannot tell difference, you Asians, between Chinese, Japanese, Korean, or Filipino. They all look like to me." She said, "I got a news for you. All you white people look like..." But I did tell her there where you could tell difference between Chinese, Japanese, Korean. She said, "Oh, how can you tell difference?" I said, "When you see Asian on the street, if you think he's got a lot of money, wealthy looking, he's Chinese." She said, "Oh, when you see Asian on the street, if you think he's got a lot of intelligence, a lot of smart, he's Japanese." She said, "Oh. When you see Asians on the street, if you think he's handsome and good-looking, he's Korean." Only 25 bottles of Coca-Cola were sold during the first year of operation in 1892. But the company kept going. Now the number of Coke bottles sold each day, 1.8 billion bottles. I don't know who drank all that Coca-Cola. But the Coca-Cola company had the motto, by year 2000, they want to make everybody in this world taste the Coca-Cola. What a vision. Some 2,000 years ago, Jesus gave us the commission, "You go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Today, half of the world have yet to hear the news of Savior's death on the cross of Calvary. In the book of Habakkuk, we find, "O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. O Lord, revive us today, right here in Vancouver, Canada." Many people ask me the question, why is the Korean church's experience in revival? In 1955, there were only 4,000 churches in all of Korea, less than 1 million Christians. 10 years later, in 1965, it doubled, with more than 8,000 churches with 2 million Christians. 10 years later, in 1975, it doubled again, 16,000 churches with 4.3 million. 10 years later, 1984, there were more than 10 million Christians and 32,000 churches in South Korea. Korean church population grows faster than the regular populations. At one time, South Korea, they build 15 churches every day. And many people ask me, why is that Korean churches experience the revival? I'm sure most of you know the Presbyterian denomination started in Scotland, but the largest Presbyterian church is not in Scotland, it's in Seoul, Korea, with more than 100,000 members. Methodist church started in England, but the largest Methodist church is not in England today, it's in Seoul, Korea, with more than 120,000 members. Assemblies of God started here in the United States, but the largest Assemblies of God church is not in the United States, it's in Seoul, Korea, pastored by Pastor Cho Young-gi. Somebody asked me, what about Baptists? Give us a little time, we're going to get there. I believe, aside from the Holy Spirit, there's a 5 criteria for Korean church revival. And I hope you take to your heart, if you want us a revival here in Canada, I think you have to follow almost the same pattern, but I may not have time to go all 5 prongs of the Korean revival, but if I come back again, I'll go rest of the criteria for Korean church revival. I have often pondered the possibility of Korean church revival. Why is that the God is blessing the Korean church beyond our expectation? I have come to conclusion. There are several reasons. The first reason is Korean church has been marked as a praying church. If you want us a revival in Canada, we Christian people must get on our knees to pray that God will bring revival to this great nation. Unless we are people of prayer, we cannot experience revival. Unless God asks us to pray, that we cannot expect a great revival comes to this great nation. The prayer is premised to revival. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, God said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Prayer is prepared for revival. Unless we are willing to pray that God will not send us a great revival. Martin Luther was not satisfied with the religious world in which he was born. His deep need for personal piety caused him to spend much time in prayer. And as the result of that agonizing prayer, the Great Reformation was born. John Wesley prayed, and worldwide Methodist revival was born. The prevailing prayer brings a perpetual power. James 5:16 said, effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. When Moses prayed, sea opened up and became a superhighway. When Abraham prayed, God gave him son, when humanly it was impossibility. When Joshua prayed, mighty cities fell on his leadership. When David prayed, God helped him to slay giant Goliath. When Elijah prayed, God called down fire from heaven. When Daniel prayed, God saved him from the lion's den. When Paul prayed, prison doors shaking right off their hinges. When John Knox prayed, Queen Mary trembled. When George Mueller prayed, the great orphanages were built and maintained. When Roberts prayed, the Pentecost swept across the country of Wales. When Hannah prayed, God gave her son Samuel. When King Hezekiah prayed, his life was spared 15 more years. Prayer does not need proof, it needs practice. We today organize, instead of agonizing on our knees before God. If we want to see revival, there must be, on part of Christian people, we must take very seriously about prayer. I finished my education in this country. I went back to Korea. Korean church has been marked as a praying church, and I took small church, and my congregation said, let's have prayer meeting. I said, what time? 5 o'clock in the morning. I said, God, hear prayers 8 o'clock in the morning or 12 o'clock or 6 o'clock, but every Korean church have early morning prayer meeting. One of my friends who has Presbyterian church, not Baptist, Presbyterian, Pastor Rob, they have 5 o'clock, 6,000 people come for prayer. 6 o'clock, another 6,000 come. 7 o'clock, another 6,000 come to early morning prayer meeting. So my congregation felt if I don't have early morning prayer meeting, I'm not spiritual enough to pastor a church. So needless to say, for 45 years, the same church, we had a prayer meeting 4:30 every morning. When I get to heaven, I want to look up the pastor who started that early morning prayer meeting. If you don't think that's an unholy hour, 4:30 to pray, you try. Whether cold or hot, or the rain or snow, for 45 years, it was my privilege to hold the early morning prayer meeting, and senior pastors expect to preach every morning. Where's the Pastor Rob? I mean, it's a chore. It's a tough. But God has blessed because Korean church has been marked as a praying church. During the Korean War, there's a place called Heartbreak Ridge. We didn't name that ridge Heartbreak Ridge. It was one of the newspaper reporters was reporting that particular site of the Korean War. And this site, the United Nations soldiers trenched the foxhole. Other side, communists trenched their foxhole. There's a one young American soldier was hit by the enemy bullet, his left shoulder. He lost too much blood. In their desperation, he's crying for help. They could hear from the foxhole, but nobody dared to face the enemy bullet, rescue that dying safely back to the foxhole. One young man looking at his watch. When the 9 o'clock struck, without a saying a word, he crawled on his stomach 50 yards into the enemy's territory, rescued that dying soldier safely back to the foxhole. They gave him a first aid. Sergeant asked him a question. Why did you wait until 9 o'clock before you went to enemy's territory, rescued that dying soldier safely back to the foxhole? He said, Sarge, when I left home, my mother promised me she will pray for me every morning at 9 o'clock. I know I'll be safe from the enemy bullet. What Canada needs today is a generation of God-fearing mothers and fathers willing to kneel by the bedside, pray that God may there bring sons and daughters back to the fold of God. If my people, what you call by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. I don't know about your country, but my country is a constant threat of war. North Korean building hydrogen bomb. But Korean people pray enough to stop any tragedy of the Korean War. There are more than 3 million people been killed during the Korean War. And on behalf of all the Korean people, I want to say thank you for the veterans from Canada who went to Korea to fight against the communist aggression. Without your help, our children will not be here to sing, "Oh Canada, God bless Canada." They pay their own and came to say thank you. And they'll go to Seattle tomorrow, then on to Hawaii, then go home. They want to say to the veterans of this country, to America, say thank you. Without your help, we will not be here to say, oh Canada, God bless. It is my prayer that this great nation will see a great revival in order that you could be able to help. Over 100 years ago, Canadian church sent missionary to Korea. Now, out of 50 million people, there are more than 12 million Christians. And probably we have sent more missionary than any other country except United States. There's more than 30,000 Korean missionaries all over in our globe. Because you send missionaries like Dr. Schofield, and it's been a tremendous help for the Korean people to stand up against the Japanese terror and join the occupation for 36 years. We pray soon that Korea will be reunited so the North Korean people will have an opportunity to hear the gospel story of Jesus saved. May God bless you, help you, country to become a great Christian nation. Thank you, Pastor Rob. And I trust that this church will experience great revival like we have experienced in Korea.